One of my friends at school says she's a real princess. But I don't believe her. It sounds a little silly.
It's not as silly as you may think. If she's a Christian, she's been adopted by the king. My name is Zach. Welcome to another brand new week of Stories and Scriptures just for you. Ever wanted to be a prince or princess? Well, if you're a believer in Jesus, guess what? You are one. Think about it. If God is king of everything and he adopted you as his child, that makes you royalty. Now, this doesn't mean that you get to boss people around, but since you're in God's family, you can trust him like he's your own dad. Romans 8:15 says it this way, "You received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father." Our story for today is called A New Name. Sophie sat on the kitchen floor petting her new golden retriever puppy while Mom snapped the stems off green beans. "Mom, you'll never guess what happened today," Sophie said. "Mira told our class she's a real-life princess." Mom let out a little chuckle, but when she looked at her daughter's face, she could tell Sophie was serious. "Don't you think that's a little foolish?" asked Sophie. "I mean, we're not little kids anymore." "Oh, honey, I'm sure she was just kidding," said Mom. "No, she means it," Sophie insisted. "She said that since God is her father, that makes her a real princess. She was calling herself Princess Mira." "Hmm," said Mom. "You know, it may not be as foolish as it sounds." Sophie raised her eyebrows and tilted her head down. She couldn't believe what her mom was saying. "It reminds me of Goldie," added Mom. "Some people might not accept Goldie as her real name." "What?" asked Sophie in disbelief. She looked down at the sleeping puppy curled up in her lap and stroked her soft golden fur. "But that's what we named her." "Well, when Goldie was rescued by the animal shelter, what did they call her?" asked Mom. Sophie thought for a moment. "Molly," she answered. "Right. Just like Molly's name changed when we adopted her, our name also changes when we're adopted into God's family. In the Bible, God says, 'Those who were not my people, I will now call my people.' And do you know what he says next?" Sophie shook her head. "No, what?" "The very next verse says that they will be called children of the living God," said Mom. "I think Mira has figured something out, something really special. When she trusted Jesus as her Savior, she was adopted into God's family, just like Molly was adopted into ours and became Goldie." Sophie gently removed the sleeping dog from her lap. "Well, you and Goldie will have to excuse me. This princess has homework to finish." Well, how about you? Have you been adopted by God? Have you become part of his family by trusting in Jesus? If so, you are now one of his children. Your heavenly Father has given you a new name and a new life. If you're not yet one of God's children, you can be adopted through Jesus, who sacrificed his life to save you and welcome you into his family. So trust in him today. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Romans 8:15.
"You received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father."
And our key thought for today, embrace your new name. 1.3 billion kids around the world don't know anything about Jesus, but you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It combines God's Word and great stories with a creature feature stuffed animal. Help just one other kid learn about Jesus at keysforkids.net/storyteller. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.